This first half of the program is kind of introducing you to some of the incredible talent that gathers in our state of Michigan. We just talked about the Midwest Tech Leaders Symposium. And also coming up is another important meeting. That'll be coming up the first week in May out in Ypsilanti at the Eagle Crest Conference Center. And Gary, I'll have you introduce our two guests in studio and talk a little bit about the Agile and Beyond conference that's going to be happening.
That's right. Agile was actually something that started in 1996, called Extreme Programming at the time, renamed in 2001 to Agile, and it started here in Michigan.
Oh, really?
I think we can get microphones on for...
Here we go.
Tom Churchwell.
Hi, Gary.
Jason Dinkelman.
Gary,
how are you?
Good, how are you? We got three guests, by the way.
And
three
Evan
guests.
Dinkelman.
Right.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing, buddy? Hey, how old are you?
8
years old. I see. And you have come here. What is your role here?
He's our paleontologist.
You like dinosaurs?
Yeah.
He loves computers. He loves computer games, don't you?
What kind of games do you like to play?
I actually kind of like to watch Nexonite videos.
Oh, yeah?
It's a Lego thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Very
and I'll
good.
Bet your dad's a pretty creative guy. And
dad goes through some batteries.
Phone doesn't last much anymore.
So I know the two guys on either side of you. As a matter of full disclosure, I've worked with each of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
In fact, I hired both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tom was the very first employee that I hired when we went to Gale to do an IT transformation there using Agile development, and Tom and Jason are really experts in how we do new types of development like Agile, right, Tom?
Yeah, I'd say that you are as well. Jason is, and I don't know if I call myself expert, but I've been doing it an awful long time.
I'm constantly learning.
And you go, from around the country, and if you go more than 50 miles away from home, then you're an expert, right?
Oh, you know what? And I go 50 miles from home an awful lot.
Yes, I know that.
Guys, let's, for the sake of our audience, what is Agile and is Agile and Beyond? So let's start with Agile first.
Yeah, it's just a proven way to develop software so that the customer is more satisfied in the end with what they get. Traditionally in IT, we've had a real problem delivering what people really needed. Historically, I don't know, what is it, 60% of software projects fail to meet customer satisfaction, right?
Well, and if they were really honest, it's probably a lot more than that.
It might
right?
be. I tell this joke about what's the only career that you can choose where you can fail 2/3 of the time?
And there's only weatherman.
Weathermen kind of get it narrowed down, right? They get a big leeway, but designated hitter in baseball.
Right? I was just going to say baseball. You bat 333, and
awesome.
You're in the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't get it.
No. Oh, thank you.
You know
very
what,
much.
Evan? Yeah. Almost nobody gets my jokes.
So
don't feel bad.
Yeah. Don't feel too bad. So Jason, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
The problem initially was that the whole process of developing software, as I understand, was kind of out of the line of vision of the client.
Correct.
And this is involving the client more?
Yeah, it's more user-centered design of software, getting fast feedback and closing that loop, right? So before, somebody would say, I want this project, and go off and build it to me on this island, right? And now we're more, well, build this little piece of it, and do you like that? Yes, I love that. Do you like this? No, I hate that. And we can pivot faster and build software that people can actually use and build it in a much cleaner, faster way that's more maintainable and that kind of thing. So,
and Jason actually would be the perfect person to back me up on this. I tell people that we don't miss requirements very often, but we misunderstand them
all the time.
And it's because we all think we're communicating, right? It's I want it blue. And Jason is a user experience expert, a customer experience expert. And he gets asked these questions.
There's
it's
a
like,
lot
yeah,
of
could you make
blue.
It blue? He says, which color view?
Which
no,
blue?
That's
yeah.
That.
Blue you want, yep.
And how do you describe, because you don't know, and that's an easy one, right? Mm. Some of these requirements are very hard, and it's really about doing a little and then asking them, right?
It's closing that loop in the sense of, like, before you would take it and 6 months later you come back and said, this is what you told me you wanted. I'm like, yeah, I know. But now that I see it, that's not at all what I wanted.
Yeah, so it's not doing exactly what I wanted.
Is this what you wanted? Well, yes, that's what
Tom,
I wanted.
Tom, how has this transformed software development? And how has it changed things?
Well, you know, I liken it to... I used to fly. I know Gary flies. And I liken it to when you're flying. Believe it or not, even if you're in an aircraft that is on autopilot, it's off course 90% of the time.
Good
it's,
grief.
No, well, I mean, it's winds blow you.
Oh,
you're
that's
off,
true.
Right?
That's true.
You're all, yep, even
you're
on autopilot.
Course correction.
Always, but course correction, that's it, Gary. Yeah. So it's not whether or not you're off course. It's whether or not you're off course and correcting. And the exact same analogy applies to software development. Like Jason was saying, we used to map out these gigantic requirements documents. We thought we knew what the answer was. And the worst time to do that is at the beginning of the project when you know the least about it. And then we would go away, you know, lock ourselves away for 6 months, come back and say, ta-da, we got, you know, here you go.
And some of them take longer than 6 months.
Well, yeah,
right?
I was
by that time,
I was trying to be nice.
The whole business has changed.
Well, that's the key thing, right? It's not so much that maybe even if we really knew what we wanted, even if we got it nailed down, the market might change. The world changes, and that's
so fast.
It's so much faster now, right? Yeah. It's continually changing, and so being able, like Jason said, to create something that works, we can verify it's working, it's tested, we know it works, it does what we like. Let's build off of that.
Let me just say, this is we're talking about a conference coming up in Ypsilanti at the Eelcrest Conference Center on May the 4th and 5th. And it'll be called Agile and Beyond. And we're talking about a couple of people here who've been involved in that kind of process.
For years.
Agile, yeah, for a long time.
Yeah.
How long has this been going on, Gary, this Agile and Beyond?
This is the eighth year.
Yeah, Martin Toll put this together along with a bunch of you guys who were all involved that first year.
Nope, I was involved the second year.
Oh, you were?
I think it was the second year as well.
Yep. Okay. I know that
Marvin pretty much did it all on his own the first year, and then a bunch of us got involved afterwards.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, that's true.
Guys, what areas are demanding software right now? What are the big areas that are demanding it?
Every area.
Every area. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Just about any industry that we're in today has some technical component to it. It just seems like. I mean, I don't know of much that doesn't require, even if it's a business that has nothing to do with technology, they use technology in order to track all the metrics based on whatever the business is.
Right. You have companies like Ford right now, they're trying to change from an automobile company to a mobility company, right? And that's all software driven, right?
Well, and they're really trying to get behind Agile. You know, when you think about this, this whole movement of building better software that's better quality and more predictable started at Chrysler in 1996, and by Ron Jeffries and Chet Hutchinson and a bunch of guys, Kent Beck,
all those games that you love to play, that's all software.
Yeah.
Remember this week you went on a field trip and you learned how to code?
That's software. You code?
Yeah.
Ooh.
We went to the Apple store.
Ooh. You
Evan,
code.
You learned to code?
I actually learned how to code a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Evan is the future of Agile.
A long time ago when he was 7.
When we talk about Agile and beyond, Evan is beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
right. And it's
Evan,
amazing
Holden,
that
I learned how to code when I was 6.
Oh,
did
you?
You were 6?
Really?
Wow, and how old are you now, Evan?
8.
8 years old. Oh, my goodness. 2 years of experience. I tell you, it's incredible.
When you think about XP.
I only did hour of code.
An hour of code?
Oh, that's right. That was a great, that was hour of code. Was an international event that came up.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Well, you know, we've been doing Agile everywhere else in the world, it seems, except here, because of other big companies, you know, it's hard to do. And hats off to Ford, who's trying very, very hard. And they're actually with a lot of success now, right? But it takes a lot of effort, takes leadership at the top, and takes people, you know, that are actually close to the work, doing the work. And everybody has to get involved, including the middle management, right?
Yeah, the key to Agile is to do things end-to-end, and that includes the organization.
Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons I asked a question about where the development is going is because of the self-driving vehicles, the autonomous vehicles.
Yeah.
That is a big concentration in this area. That must call for incredible amounts of software.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, software. I mean, the company I'm working for right now had a contract for a certain amount of autonomous vehicle stuff, and Ford's just put in $5 billion into a company to hire software engineers and engineers.
Well, the fact that they're calling themselves a mobility company yeah, right. is... Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's okay to mention the company because I like both of your companies, right? if we can't all be working together at least I like the companies. Yeah. So
Pillar Technologies is who I work for now.
Yep.
So.
And I work with Cyber now, and we're forming a partnership with Pillar again. So that's that's great. Yeah. And Tom?
I work at Leading Agile.
Yep. And with one of our favorite friends... Chris Beal.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Chris is. I think Chris is working at Ford as well.
Yeah, he is. Up there. So I mean, it's still a relatively small community, mm-hmm. and our goal is to try to make it less small. We got to make it a little bit bigger here, and that's the whole part
about
Agile and then beyond, because it's really about people learning Agile, and it might be people that are getting really excited about as developers. Yeah. I get to develop exactly what the customer wants. This is very cool.
Yeah.
But it's way beyond that now, isn't it?
Well, it's a matter of doing something where you know it's actually going to get used. There's nothing worse in the world than spending 6 months or a year dedicated to writing something that doesn't get used.
Right. Oh, that's gotta be.
It's just like why? You know,
it's exciting for us too. I mean, like, from a growth perspective, you know, Agile and Beyond started as a 150 person conference, and we've sold over 800 tickets this year.
Wow. That's amazing. And had to move to a new venue.
We had to move to a new venue last year. We're probably pushing the limits on that venue now. And
it's a 2-day conference.
It's a 2-day conference. Yep.
What's a venue?
A venue is a building where we hold the conference. Yep.
I love your questions, Evan.
It's not a venue unless it has a golf course.
You could be a radio host. You know that? With your questions, you could be a radio host.
Well, guys, we have to wrap it up here right now, but I want to thank very much Tom Churchwell and Jason Dinkelman.
It's my pleasure.
For being here. And Evan Dinkelman, thank you very much for joining us as well. You are the future, young man. I expect to have you back here as our guest sometime in the future. Think he could do that? Come back and talk about coding? Wow. I think he could. Thank you. The event is called Agile and Beyond. It'll be taking place May 4th through the 5th, and that's in Ypsilanti, Michigan.